We began the sugya of Tanur. Tanur Echad, Tanur Koton, Tanur Godo, Mechusa, not Mechusa, Shomein and Rose. Those are the factors that come in. We'll start again. We're going to begin. There's this big Ramah that covers so many halachas. I told you the sugya is found in two places in Shas, Psochim Ayin Vov, and in Avodah Zarah Samach Vov. Ayin Vov has the basic loshon of the Mechaber, Bosa Shchuta, Shomein Shetzolo in Bosa, the Veil of Kochush. Has also there on Yayin Esach, the big sugya on Bayin Zecher is the bust. I wish I knew how to pronounce it exactly. I never saw it with the kudos. Bas Tahu. Anyway, it means a Tof Hey Aleph. It means a bunghole, an opening in the barrel. Either some are opening the barrel, or maybe even a specially made, the barrels were made with a little spout so that you could check what the quality of the wine is before you buy it. So it had something, and those who learn it's a bunghole talk about the nose, and those who talk about a little spigot, not to drink it, but obviously to inhale it in the mouth. Either way, it means not mamosha shalisu, right? But recha. Recha, zeya. In Avodah Zarah, the machlokes is abaye v'rove. In Tzochim, Machlokes is Rav and Levi. And most Rishonim, Paskin like Levi, most likely also helped by the fact that the same Machlokes, Abaye v'Rove, since Abaye v'Rove, Hilchos HaKarove, therefore basically the halacha, base halacha is Recho Lav Milsihi. Alpha Pikain, we'll see, Achilik Lechatchila B'Dievet, where they want to be machmir. Again, in tzolim boso, in tzolim boso b'sheira, in boso nevelo shel b'hem etmeya b'tanu rechad, alpha pishe nogazeh b'zeh, and the only contact they have is through recha, through zeya. In tzolim harezeh mutar, but b'di'evet it's okay. Atila hoysa ha'asura shmeina harbe. So that there's transfer from Shmeina through the concept of Mefafeya, there'll be a transfer. If it was considered to be transferable through this air medium, right, not through liquid, you would think that would be the worst relationship where the Isur is Shomein, right? Nevertheless, but the evidence kosher. Bim Hatano Godol Shemasi, it means a Shonim. Upiv pasuach, and from the mechaber's mashma, you need both, right? It should be yud beis eschonim, size, and not sealed. Then mutol etzalosa bol means lechatchila, b'bat shayiku zeh b'zeh. Likewise, im echad mehem is mechusa, because of a botzek, a plate over it, or just some dough, like you. The people place over some kind of michael. There's a dough cover on it, right? Chiyotzebo. Then mutol etzlosan afila b'tana koton apiv sosum. Then there's no halacha of tana rechot. That's the way you have to. Easy way to remember it is when something is covered, it is in a separate unit by itself. We'll see the same concept comes in if something's in a kedero, then it's not called tano. I'm sorry. And so in our oven, if it is and mostly our ovens are easy because we have grates. There's no chash of negiya zeh b'zeh. Negiya b'zeh b'zeh meaning basically running some overflow from one to get to the other. Then the chatzilah it's mutter. Right? Even dealing with even if our ovens were not yud beis eschonim, which many are, as I mentioned to you. Okay, Mitch. On kufches.
How come nobody does it?
Yes, because this nice fellow, the Ramah, comes in and starts with, but the chatzil or not? Now, as you go, I'm Ahmed Tel Rav Roche, etc., etc. Yeah. Actually, in our home, we do. When we do, we don't do bosa b'cholov, bosa kosher, bosa treif, but we do bosa b'dog. Bosa dog shouldn't be mixed, but my wife will often put, we happen to, maybe others do likewise, we like to serve Friday night, we serve gefilte fish hot, not cold. So the gefilte fish is put into an aluminum tray, covered with aluminum, covered well, but covered there. And at the time when the chicken is in roasting, the fish is put in to heat. And since this fish can be heated for length of time that is absolutely unrelated to anything to do with getting done or not getting done, well done or rare, the gefilte fish, the longer you cook it, it seems to be the better. So it's cooking at the same time, so they cook together for an hour. Yeah. And chamira sakanta misura, right? So normally, if there was such a thing as transfer, right, vizeya, we wouldn't do it. Yeah. Rich, we're waiting for you.
Yeah.
Okay? I want to try it. We're on Kufches, the first Rama. What the Mechaber tell us, the Mechaber Shita, that Tanur Echad, if it is a big Tanur that holds Yud Beis Eschonim, which as I told the boys yesterday, you can check your oven, it's basically 12 packages of flour, 5-pound packages of flour, right? That's a Esel one is a Shia Challah, it's approximately that. Actually 4.79 I think is the Shia Challah there, but 5 pounds Shia Challah, if you can visualize placing 6 packages on one shelf, 6 packages on another shelf, and I think many if not most of our ovens, most of our modern ovens would be able to be classified as a Tana Godol. Okay, but I didn't check, I meant to. Last night I got involved with the doctors and Mises. This is a Pesuach. Mind you kids, why don't you also check. Is there an outlet in our ovens? In the back or something? In other words, look at the back of the oven. Is there some kind of vent that vents things out? Why? It occurs to me there should be. Because...
Well, there has to be.
Huh?
If it's gas, there has to be
something right. No, also the fact that many kitchens are made with an oven, and above the oven there's a hood, right? You know what I'm talking about. That hood is supposedly, if it's functional, not just decorative, supposed to exhaust, assuming that hood goes to outside someplace, right? That would indicate there's something there. Then it would be a Tana Godol with Pip Pasuach, there'd be no point to be Machmer at all. Now, look at the Rama. Vuhu Adin, the Bosa B'cholov. Right? the Loshon of Mechaber, by the way, is pretty much the Loshon of the Rambam. Rambam in Macholos Asurus, Tezvov Gimel, also Paskes Chatchila, you shouldn't do it. Ain't Solon Bosor Ksherim Ozer, but the other is kosher. Hu Adin the Bosor B'cholov, not only Bosor Nevela Bosor Ksheira, but Bosor B'cholov, Nam Adin Hachi. The Nogin Lahachmir Lachatchila Atilu B'tana Godo, Ubedeved Lahokar Atilu B'tana Kotan. The Machaber seems to allow it Lachatchila. The Mora says, that's the answer to your question. Why don't we do it? Because it was chamor. Right. It says the chatil, you shouldn't do it. And if you do it, there's no problem. Bim ofo pas im boso. Also, lo ocho im cholov im yeshlo pas acher. What does that mean? Why also? You told me that b'di'evet is kosher. B'di'evet means what? I did it, so it's kosher. Suddenly here, b'di'evet is no good either. You following? If lechem in bosor, also lochu in cholov. Only what then? Kind of hefzid merubo, shasat chak, in yeshlo, right? Pas hacher. The chain in oivik chovim offer pasem isu, right? So also liknos also pas, and yesh pas acher, because to buy is called lachatchila. It's like putting in the oven lachatchila. If you buy from him, that's called not as already done as b'di'evet. He did it already, but since he did it for whoever will come and buy from him, then it's like nase b'shvilo, and therefore it becomes Isur v'chatchilet to go and buy from a goy. The mikkan is there, the eved, but if there is no bread, no other bread, or look, avol the main lo pas acher b'revach, means you have bread, but you'd have to settle for one slice for the meal. When you would, it's nicer to serve on the table, there should be some bread left over, right? Also muto. Bishneim. Is there mikra in Yezer? Lein Yezer, the Ebed. Okay? Then come the Yeshomrim. Yeshomrim, den matirin recho afilu b'di'evet, that argues with the Ramah, first sheet of the Ramah, and with the Mechaber, and with the Rambam. Elim kein natano pasua ksas min atzad olamala, mokom sha'oshon yotzei. Right? And he quotes an oruch for that. But the more brings us in only to let you know or to affirm why not do it lechatchile. I even have a sheet that says, but the evidence also, therefore certainly you shouldn't do it lechatchile. Avo, but, Mirokom Hesed, Ein Lahachme B'dievet. Right? Atilu Sosom Legambri. Now here's where we got to this point. Here's a complicated thing to understand. The im ha'iso dover chorif koshgeinim aheta dover chorif then recha milsehi v'afilu b'di'evet also im shneihem megulim. But mechusa helps even for chorif. Avol im echad mehem mechusa atilu b'botzek b'yalma also mutu bim opu. That's the obit. Okay. What would you consider? Remember, for your day you have to have a halacha lemaisa imagery in order to be able to. What would be? Would you call a double chorif solely that you're roasting? Okay. No. Me too.
Mexican food.
Two things come to me, huh?
Mexican food.
Which one?
Mexican food.
That's not Royal Achilles Caleb. That's not.
No, it's like like if you
I'll give you maybe your memory will serve you well, but lately I've been at Chasanis where in the smorgasbord they serve a plate of roasted garlic. You seen that? Big cloves of garlic. I knew Michael. And people, garlic is healthy, whatever it's supposed to be. Roasted garlic. When I saw it the first time, I said, there's the double chogut. They went ahead and roasted the garlic along with the meats and stuff else that they're preparing in Chanami. Then it will be also, because the chance that's not mechusa. It looks so nicely roasted there. Second would be, I think, a good possibility is if you smother your meat dish, steak, with mustard, with the hot sauces that people use, that would be. But I think the cause of itself, the only thing that occurs to me is this garlic. I've seen roasted garlic cloves. Okay? Now. Again, now here the ima is a double chorif, the coach gave them a head to double chorif, then rechon milfihi. Okay? Pick up the Ramah for aloha that you should know about. The famous battle with the OU. Look at the Shach Yud Aleph. I'm sorry. Also, local of the cholov, that's b'di'evid. You baked the bread, right, with meat, and you got to eat the cholov. You have oven on, there's meat in the oven, you want a piece of toast, and you'll put cheese on your toast. Not in the oven, put the two pieces of bread in the oven, right, on a different shelf. It's also to eat b'cholov. But you told me about the evid, it's all kosher. Nobody asked about the evid, except for the oroch. And we don't pass like the oroch. So why is it takia that also local b'cholov? All right, it was not a big iso, one big iso. If you have no other bread, right, and Yeshua Pasacher will be maker, even for a so-called Tzorech Tzas, or Hefsed Koton, right? But there's a special message here. No? Come on, you boys can figure it out yourself. Okay? It's the concept of Dova Shesha Matir.
But if you can get it smothered, so don't eat it now.
Well, Rashi's Russian? Ooh, we're waiting for you. Acha tochlena beisul tochlena beheta. What's that concept meaning? Why do you want to make any problems? Eat glut kosher. Right. That's possible. That's the concept of glut. Right. It's okay, but it's okay because I look up in the Shulchan Aruch and tell you reichel amilsi and machlekes abaye v'rove, right? And machlekes Levi and Rav. Mimele, you come into that same conceptual halacha of davar shesha matirin. If it says you shouldn't eat it, why? You have a piece of bread, you can eat other food, so you save this piece of bread when you put a freshke meal, you save this piece of bread for the parva meal. You must eat a dafka with cheese. Okay, next, see if you could handle this yourself. Tell me what it is. Im ofu otzolu iso beheta tachas machbas achas migulin, then also rafila b'dievin huadin im ofu b'chaygabne pas im boso also lochlo b'cholov. Okay, first let's take care, finish the pas a little bit. Look what the shach said. I called you shach, but didn't say it right. Also lochlo b'cholov, right? What's bothering the Shach? Take a look at the Shach Yud Aleph. No. Mrs. White, are you with us?
Why should there be a...
What's bothering the Shach?
Why is there a distinction between a large amount and a small amount?
No, come people, Pas Chalavi is treif. Gzeira de Rabbanon, you can't have milchike bread or freshike bread. Bread being the thing you eat with all meals, the Rabbanon made a gzeira.
Huh?
Unless it has a heker. That's what the Shach is saying. Hainu pas muot. What do I mean? You make a little bit so that you eat it right up. Nothing left over. Small buns. Small little bagel will be okay, right? Oh, sheesh heker bepas. I remember the Rav Zatzal was quoted as saying, the big battle with the OU. OU had Thomas had Arnold bread. Hechshon Arnold's bread. And Arnold's bread contained milk in it. Everybody knows milchike bread. Milchike bread is treif. You can't eat milchike bread. How can OU have it? So I found out about it. I called the OU and they gave me a teretz. It's less than shishim of cholov in there. Not a happy teretz. So I talked to the Rav. Rav said, well, it comes with a special wrapper as a heker on the wrapper, right? And the word got out. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong part of the story. Someone went to the Rav and the Rav said that, well, as a heker on the wrapper, it says. So I went back to the Rav. I went to the Rav. I said, the chulit should be so. He said, yes, I told him that Arnold's bread has on the wrapper. It says clearly the ingredients, right, there. He says, therefore, when they toast the bread, they should not remove the wrapper. That's how the Rav used to be quoted. Right? So we came back, then the Rav said, well, it's a heker on the wrapper. They didn't say the second half of the sentence. And therefore, you can't remove the wrapper when you toast the bread, then it wouldn't have a heker.
So would the heker be small?
No, because it had a label on there that said dairy.
So I'm saying, in general, what would be a heker without the wrapper?
Oh, no. The heker is, the classic heker there is, you don't see it much nowadays, but there used to be a saltine cracker put out by, I think the firm was Pechter, P-E-C-H-T-E-R. They had the cracker had stamped on it kosher, Chof Shin Reish. Each cracker had a raised level kosher, right? Yeah. And that was a big shayla whether you can eat it on Shabbos, where it's called mochik or not. That was the longest go around the time. That would be a heker on the thing itself. The heker that the Gemara mentions is made like a hamantash. It's made three corners. Right? You make kein tura is one lotion, one shot. Kein tura means as small as the eye of a bull, or to say shaped like the eye of a bull. Both are called heker. It's a unique shape or small size is okay.
Yeah,
I said, so you have to make sure you toast your bread with the package, with the paper, and you eat it with the paper. You shouldn't take, once you take it off, it has no heker, you can't eat it. Right. Okay. Next. What's this thing, you know? In Mopu, Otsolu Iso the Heter Tachas Machpasachas. What's he talking about? Here really it belongs in a different sugya. The proper way to understand this is kisu shel kedera. How do you treat a pot cover? Part of the pot. If I go ahead, I'm cooking a chicken soup, and you put a lid on the soup. Let's assume that it doesn't spritz. There's no physical contact with the liquid, but obviously there's contact with the steam coming up, right? That's recher, right? How do you treat a cover, a pot cover? like the pot itself. Right? What he's telling you here is, I can see the reason for it. Remember, most of their fires were either fireplace or kilo. Kilo being basically a kilo looks like. If you ever saw pictures from museums and so on, it's like I always see sometimes outside a cement mix, a little cement mixer that people, it's a belly, a pot belly thing, open on top, put heat on the bottom, and a pot fits right on the opening. Obviously, when you cook in a fireplace, the heat goes up. I can see the rationale. They would then put a machbas, a big frying pan, suspended on top. What that would do is reflect the heat back down again. It'd be a more efficient way of cooking. It's like the chilik in cooking something that's open without a cover or with a cover. Now the machbas is not in physical contact with the material in the pot or even with the pot. That's how I visualize the case that the Gemara is talking about. You have the thing suspended, you have the fire over here, and this is being clobbered with zeo, with the steam that's coming off from the... I have a milchik and plashik, and visualize, I have a tray that's suspended, right? And the advantage of that, I clearly would be that you'd be economical as far as energy goes. You'd be reflecting heat back down, like the difference between a covered pot and an uncovered pot, as he says. Imofu otzolu isu v'hetzel tachas machbach zachas migulin, right? Then also atila b'di'evet. Hu adin imofu b'chai gavna pasim boso also lochlo b'cholov. Avo b'zachazeh ein lochush. The fact that the oven itself is closed would be, to me, a significant thing. If you're dealing with a bonfire, is one thing, with a fireplace. But our ovens, when you go ahead, you put something on the top shelf of the oven. The distance from the top shelf to the roof of the oven should be. Analogous to this tachas machbas, that would be a new problem with our ovens. That if indeed you have it that way, and you cook milch and plashik at the same time on that same tray, tachas machbas, one on the top shelf, one on the bottom shelf, I can see it would be called tachas machbas. But otherwise, our oven, they will be also be classified as tachas machbas. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Elim came, here the Ramah puts in the Kisir Shokdeva. Elim came, Hezir HaMachmas Mishnehem. If you can, you see the steam condenses on the Machbas from both of them, right? Also Atila Bezeach Hazer, Imhoy Shnehem Megulin. Why? Because if that Machbas stays there, that tray on top, or what I think is the roof of the oven, stays constant for Milchiks and Fleishiks, then I can't use a milchike cover on a fleshike pot or vice versa. Okay, next halacha. So the Gemara just covers many, many halachas here. Yeshomrim the kolmokom damrina and recha milsa the osa be'edieved hainadavke deleke shishim and aheter aleisu. By the way, would that be? Where you're dealing with double chorif, and he said before, a chorif with asozeya, where it's only there's no shishim neged her iso, avo b'diket shishim in her iso, atilu b'chol ma'ase b'tanu mevatel her iso. The tzorach hefsed yesh lino kein. This is hard to visualize, but you have to do so to understand. What is he saying? I have a little pot of boso, and I have a oven filled with bread loaves. Then there's shishim in the oven keneged the bosor. Then the zeir of the bosor cannot asor the lechem, or cannot make the lechem fleshy. Again, have a little pot, I'm warming up some meat soup. At the same time that I'm baking bread in the oven, and the oven is filled with bread, and the shishim in the bread keneged the meat soup, or the meat in the soup, right? Then he says the isur of zeyah doesn't apply. The Gemara holds isur of zeyah applies lechatchila, but the eved not, but lechatchila yes. But if there's, when do we say the chumra? Only if there's no shishim connector. Here's where the problem comes in. What does shishim do here? That's the problem. Normally, shishim is mevatel the isur. Here, the isur is not mevuto. What do you want to mevatel is the zeyah coming from the isur, right? Now, the zeyah that comes from the isur, from the boso, isn't mingled with every loaf of bread. The zeyah comes up and hits one loaf of bread. Another loaf of bread on the other side of the oven hits that loaf of bread. Why can I combine the two loaves of bread and say that shishim can get the zeyah? Boys, you with us? It's not like you have a taruvis where you say the roh is a bottle of the meat. Here I have a sauce generating meat sauce. Meat mist, meat fog, zeyer, right? And this meat fog is going up. It's hitting this bread, hitting this bread, hitting this bread. So I can see if this bread is 60 times more than the source of the zeyer, fine. Then it's butter. You disregard it. But the fact that I have separate breads in the oven, and the bread is, and the oven is full of bread, all the breads together of Metzurif, Tibi Mavatl, that shishim, it's not the way you've been visualizing the concept of Bitul the shishim. Right? Look again.
Meaning you can't say that you would add them all together.
Right? But look at that top line, the line in the wall. Atilu b'chol ma shebetam l'mavatel ha'isu. Okay? What the Tanu lacks is the intimacy of a pot in which Isav Heter is commingled. No. Nevertheless, says he wants to pass. Zorhefset Yeshnir came. Now, Yeshomrim, another halacha. Not to do with some Isav Heter, but do with those Isurim which are Asurim b'mashehu, which are Oser b'mashehu. Yeshomrim, the isur ha'oser b'mashu gan chomet b'pesach reicha milzo v'yoser atila b'dieved imatana koton v'usosum v'isur v'heta megulin v'tochatano. Again, before you walked in, I think Mitzvah made that point. Mechuso means they're not in the same tano, so therefore mechuso always helps. But if they're both Megulin, and you're dealing with Isur Mashehu, Zeyer is a Mashehu. And therefore, the assumption is that even Levi or even Rava will be Moda when dealing with Isur Mashehu, since Mashehu is Mashehu, we have no Shir, Zeyer then would be also called an Isur Mashehu, and that would be Asa. The Yesh Omrim, Shein Lechalik, the Mokam Hefzer, Isis Moradira Mekilit. Last point in the Ramah. I am a common. So simin kufyut ches. Im yesh lahachmir lechatchila. Lishvos bez kederos. Vecha menshal iso alakira. Okay. We're coming out of the oven. Alakira. On the top of your oven. Can you cook relchiks and plechiks at the same time? Your mother is preparing a meat meal for supper, It's now lunchtime, and she's now cooking up some milk soup, or frying an egg and butter, right, for lunch. Can that go on concurrently? Oh, it slows iso eitzel heta. Not in an oven. Boy, at tzli in an oven. Right? Now, tzli, meaning outside on a spit. But side by side, one spit is iso, one spit is boso, one spit is cholo, one is iso, one is heta. The shiksa is preparing her pork chops on the fire. And at the same time that you want to prepare roast chicken, right? You have to worry about it. There, I don't have a container oven that captures the zeyer and directs it, whatever it does, directs it into the other food. Number two, the danger of nogin zebazeh, which I interpret meaning something will run over, and that's shayach inside the oven. But outside the oven, since the chashash is not there, lechula, there's no, as the Gemara says, there's no reason to be machmer. You can broil at the same time, kosher and not kosher.
You can have a nabi yourself. You can make a nabi yourself. Smoke a gag in one frying pan and place a gag in another frying pan.
Well, many people do that.
You don't need a word.
Right. I think I mentioned to you when we began last week something that in Muncie they sell mechitza. That if you're cooking milchus in a place you have only one stove, they have, huh? No, for outside, for top of the oven.
A little mechitza.
We just said you don't
have to do that. Huh? You just said
you don't have to do that. No, I said in Muncie they sell. They sell that.
They really sell that?
Huh?
They really sell that?
Yeah, routine. I mean, it's common. My two of my children live in Muncie. They have it. They have only one stove. When they cook, no, we have two stoves, two sides of the kitchen. Yeah, so there. But
it's not necessary.
But no.
Separate garbage cans now also.
Sorry?
Separate garbage cans also.
He's a boss of a whole lot of kovush, whatever it's known.
But also, it has two separate sink units entirely because the stuff mixes in the pipes. It goes in the same pipe.
Don't make fun of that. We had that problem. And we built the cafeteria.
Yeah.
We had that problem. I was then in charge of the halachic aspects of building a cafeteria. A real problem. They have steam heated kettles. The soup that's made in the cafeteria is not made in a pot on the stove. It is a big pot, mechubel karka, right, with steam in a jacket. There's a jacket. The ingredients go in the inside, and there's a jacket around it. I meant like a double walled thing, and steam. Some steam generator downstairs in the basement goes through there, and that's what heats the soup. That's how you cook. You cook with steam. Yeah. That milchiks, that pleshiks. Milchke one or pleshke one. But the condensate from the steam goes back down to the common reservoir, which generates the steam to come up. And that's also how when they put in the thing, we had to work out in which there were separate generators for the middle and the place. So there should be a common water bath. Basically, it'd be like cooking a milchiger pot and a fleshiger pot in a steam table in a water. Here, the steam is hidden, nikolainayim, but it's there nevertheless. It's the outside jacket of the kettle and goes down to a common reservoir that generates the steam. You visualize that? Okay. Many, many little halachas, you got to get that straight. Beis.
Why isn't that batal b'shishim?
Huh?
Why isn't that batal b'shishim?
It's not. What batal b'shishim? You give
you.
You have the halacha of guli midyan. This is ben yomo. Don't go with molecules. Go yomo asos. They're all ben yomo. It's all also in Eretz Yisrael. He was active in Institute of Science and Halacha in Beit Vegan. We had that problem when they were building Shari Tzedek, and there was a fairly tight budget. There we didn't give that etzer of having two generators there, but rather to be pogim the water that made the steam. So every morning they pour in some pine oil, having something that's not toxic for health reasons, that in case there's a leak, nothing should get in there. So if you pour give the water from which it generates the steam, then that water can't carry any isur. Whether it carries an isur pogum does not sell anything. You with us?
So why put it in every day? Just once.
Because it gets, you lose it.
Oil, it should stay there.
Huh?
It's oil, though, it should stay there.
No, it boards up. It's not a hermetically sealed system. Okay. Give me a shot. Mutol alpha p shapi hakadelos megula. Muhammad doesn't say anything more than that. What is he telling you? That we cook or we bake, it should be perfectly okay. Why? We bake everything in its own pot. Aluminum pan, disposable, permanent, but it's irrelevant. But we don't put stuff in the oven. A kosher piece of meat, a kosher piece of meat. Everything is in a kedera b'fnei asmo. If it says in bol abashim the kedera zel asmo zel asmo, atilu b'dan a katan. So you're putting in two pots. Upiv sosum, the muto afapi shapi akederos megula. That's not called tano. Tano is where you're using the tano as your container. But if you put into separate containers, it's not tanarecha. Comes the Ramon, makes trouble. Bedafke she'atano pasur ksas. Avol u'msosu mikolat sodim, kidera she'matminin hachamin l'tzor Shabbos, then it's also. Atilu b'di'evet yesh machmirim yosem ha'isur v'hetza megula. But mokom hefzid mechubo yesh lohokel. Right. Before it was mokum hefsed, or main lo pas v'revach, minor inconvenience, we go to kule. Here you need a major inconvenience to go to kule. But mokum hefsed meruba, right? Yesh lo hakel. What is he saying? He's arguing the mechaber. Mechaber makes no requirement of megula. He's a beperish. Upiv sosam muto. Right. So it comes along and says, what, he's not reinterpreting the Mechaber that pisosum means mixas megula? Of course not. He's bringing his own shita. Dafke shatano posuaksas avlo musosum he called stodim kedero shematmin achamim tzor shabbos and sosum. Gimel, I have no way of understanding what exactly they're talking about. I know the meaning of the words. I can't understand where the heta comes in because of the first lashon. Look at Gimel. Im yesh shamnuna shel isur ala marda. Okay. Now the marda is ridu apas. It's a shovel, a spatula, big spatula. Also litin le heta kolayom. Miu b'she'in abas yomo. I don't fully understand what they're talking about. What do you mean the first line? Yes, sham nunas alisa alamarde. What's a shayla? What are you telling me? Such a loche? I got chazafat on a spatula. I shouldn't put kosher kosher on the chazafat. Right? That's difficulty number one. Yeah. Second, he says, But he says, Miyuk Sheina Basyomu Mutur Samishbo. I would like to say I understand that. What he means to say is that even though it's not only Tambolua, but you have Mamish Mamoshish Sharisu of a thin layer on this spatula, on this shovel, after 24 hours it turns rancid, it is tampogum, then we'll matter you to use it lechatchila, because the efshel binyan acher, meaning otherwise you can't eat bread. So that I can understand, because that's common in Gemara. It's a period of time where you couldn't bake bread yourself. You couldn't bake bread either because of an edict, or you couldn't bake bread because they wouldn't allow you firewood, and bread became a taxed, baking of bread was a tax on people. Every time you bake bread, you had to pay money to use the communal oven. And that's what they're talking about here, as a communal oven. And if you don't use the equipment that they have, you're not going to make to bake your bread. The goy, the baker who's in charge, is not going to kasha his marda when Jew comes in after the goy has used it. He'll go in kashrit for you, make libun. He won't do it. Therefore, he said, because yevsha binyan acher. Therefore, we're makel. It's all looked upon as b'dievet, b'dievet. Pick up the shach and the taz here, just to try to get hezbah of what the Mechaber is talking about. You test in the shach. Aye, we don't allow you to use the chatchila ena ben yomo. V'lo gozul ena ben yomo ota ben yomo. Afilu lechatchila. In this case, kiven de lo efsha. Sharei ha'avikachovim lo yishma lo lasos marda chadosha b'chol pam she. Yishpoch Oleo Shalisu. Goyim come in and they put Isur on this thing. Jew comes in, he wants, please kashrit for me. They won't listen to you. Therefore, it's a bedieved, and since you have to use that facility, there's no brere, therefore, we're matir ein ben yomo. But that takes care, fine. I can understand that. I can't understand that first line, though. If you tell me it means Yesham Nuni Shalisu Ala Marda, what's got to do with Ben Yomo and Ben Yomo? We're not Machalik Ben Yomo and Yomo on Mamosha Shal Isu. Only on Isu Balua, on Tam Isu. Comes to the Ramah and answers an unspoken question. I mean, can you kasha in between? No big deal to kasha. I can have a pot of boiling water and I'll immerse anything that needs kashering. He says, no. Kozman shi basyomo lo mahanibu hagola. You can't make hagola on a benyomo. Right? Below klipa v'kliumnis. And if it's a wooden thing, shaving it, planing it down with a special plane, v'kliumnis also won't take away the isu. Why? The isu is not kidei klipa in a kli. The isu is the kli through and through the kli. We don't say chaticha nasna deilan a keli. But certainly we say that the Isu was mafateya bakulu, right? Therefore, what's the good of scraping off a little bit from the surface? That wouldn't make it kosher. Look at the Taz. Shum diyev shum be nacher. The taste is per basa. Per basa, the awedis kechovim. He diyem be shesus simen saizayin. Kosul. Kosova tam was there. Sharei lo yishim lo alkom lasos marda chadosha b'chol pam sheyishpoch alei Yisro. Right, any time because of the contact with Yisro. So I'm not sure what marda is. The dictionary definition is a baker's shovel. In that which is baker uses to put in the bread, take out the bread. Right, but then he adds, Texas gives the reason, Sharei lo yishma lo av gechodim. Why? Lasos marda chadosha b'chol pam sheyishpoch alei Yisro. That the yishpoch alei Yisro is would indicate it's something else. Maybe a tray. Make better sense than having the shovel that he uses to move to move the bread. Achidik, but the nira pirusho sharei onu kohen and pas over the chum bein lamer lamarda achas shemotzi olei isu gamkein v'yesho izor mizeh sharei al chum lishma lo no malo shas lamarda chadosh tobit. Okay, in hutor li Yisrael, right, v'ishtamish bo lachatchila. A tremendous cooler. You're dealing with Bada Yisro. It's on a topic. Say Bada, the thing is, it says Yesh Tamnunich or Yisro Alam Arba, and yet we're going to be Mekel with the Eved because that's the only source of bread that there is. It's not a case of Pekur Chepesh. He says they can have other alternatives for the diet. But the halacha, the chazal, all the things you're dealing with, all the rabbanans, the chazal were not machne here. So, I mean, just introduce the second sugya in Reichon Milsehi. First sugya is steam, right? Heat generated transfer. Here we have another one, different kind. Paschamo shemunach hagabichobis psucho shel yayin esach. Bread came out of the oven. She put it down to cool, and put it on top of a barrel, and the barrel had its opening on the top. So paschamo shemunach hagabichobis psucho shel yayin esach. Asura. Avol im a pasonenes. Afilu machov psucho paschama machov sgur megufo by imhoya pasorin by also ima pas chama afilu chovius megufo. Okay, what is he telling you? That there's a sponge-like effect when dealing with barley bread pasorin, right? Then it's also, if the bread comes from a source, right, that's warm yet, even though the barrel is closed, there's no clear opening in the barrel, nevertheless, pasorim has a sponge-like ability to absorb other odors, and therefore The Havamina is that Recha lav Milsehi. He lets you know, no, in this respect, Recha is Milsehi. If it's Pasa Olin, right, and it's still warm, it's so absorptive that even though the barrel was closed, it's Begufa, Alpha became the sorghum have the barley bread has the ability to imbibe flour and liquids, and if we're afraid it'll imbibe the stam yenam is yayin nesach also. Aval is mutol lishov bepiv reich yayin nesach derech nekev shebechobis leida mutov. Told you the most Rishonim learn that this Bastia is his nose. He has the intelligent nose to tell the difference between good wine and bad wine, or maybe between wine and turning vinegar. That doesn't specify, but you can differentiate. You can only differentiate if you have the molecules of the wine impinging on your olfactory nerve. Right? Therefore, he says, it's mutter lishov bepiv reich yayin nesach der nekev shabitzocho leidam imutov. I will also the Torah mo apapi she'eno bolo. Smell is one thing. To take some in your mouth and switch it around and spit it out the way that we're trained to do. The also the zalef yain esach, she also ba'anor, why he mentions that, I don't know. What ziluf, people know? Okay, ziluf is where they spray the wine on the hot coals and makes a nice smell. Right. So, also reyach, if it's yayin eser, it's also banor, that's called anor. Avamuto is a salay stam yinam. Right, yayin eser is the sasar vidazor, it's also banor. Sam yinam is only also bachila or bishisio, right? Therefore, ziluf is muto, the muto banor. Okay. So here you have the last Rechel cases where a warm bread being yet very, very absorptive, if you put it over a barrel, right, even if the barrel is closed, must imagine a barrel that's closed but gives off a reach. Right, it can't be the old barrels that we normally talk about, namely a pottery barrel with a cork or with a closure that was usually impregnated with wax, so it gave a very nice tight seal. I would doubt that would really do anything. Alpha Pekin, that's what Halacha says, that Pasor and Chamor can do it. Reverse is also true, namely, if I have a pot sewn in a cold, but I have an open barrel, and I put the bread over the bunghole on top, even though nothing is hot, it's also sufficiently absorptive to take in some of the yayin nesach, right? And therefore it's also. Okay, let's stop here. But what's our schedule tomorrow? Are you people showing up tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay, I need some company tomorrow because Shimon is away already in Eretz Yisrael. So
11 o'clock.
Right.
We'll be here.
Okay, Shikor.